Afternoon, you're here with Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio on Kill Radio, featuring the sport of competitive cycling, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And I'm Brad House. You're here at Kill Studios, Monday, December 28th, and it's 12 noon. 213-252-0998 at the Kill Radio Studios. Got race results coming up from National Championship Cyclocross. We've got state championships, off-season criterium results, and so on and so forth. Some bell action. Lots of action going on at National Championships. And race results. We had a chance to chat with some riders out there as well. And let's get into our race results right now for December in Southern California. Race results for December 13th off-season criterium. Men's category fours in third place, SC Velo Scott Stern. Second place going to UC Santa Barbara's Lisandro Morales. And your winner from UC Irvine Cycling, Chuck Edwards III. In the off-season criterium, Masters age 30+, categories 1 through 3, third place going to Chris Bennett from Aqua AL2, San Diego Bike Club. Second place picked up by Bike Palace, back on tracks, Derek Brow. And your winner, Edge Racing's Steven Gregorios. Off-season criterium, Cat 4-5s, Masters 30+, third place going to Cedric Henley. Second place picked up by Brian Wilson, and your winner, Kent Brazil. In the off-season criterium, men's category 5, third place going to Moment Cycle Sports' Sean Brown. Second place picked up by Moment Cycle Sports' Benjamin Mata, and your winner, Dennis Andrews. And finally, in the off-season criterium, men's pros and open. Third place picked up by Friends Cycling, Kyle Stallings. Second place, Team Rancho's Jordan Itaya. And your winner from SC Velo, Andrew Bosco. All right, in off-road racing, Southridge Race Series Overall Championships. This is a multi-race series for cross-country racing. The men's pro overall cross-country winner with 555 total series points, Eric Bierman. In the pro women, picking up 585 total points, Krista Park. In the expert men's cross country, your overall series winner, Yoshioi Garcia. Expert men's stages 27 to 34, John Horenziak. And your overall winner in the cross country series in the expert men 35 to 42, Joe Lawwill. Expert men's 43 through 50 age group, overall series champion, David Stowell. In the expert men's 51 through 58, overall champion, Lee McEachern. Expert men's ages 59 and over, David Ortega. Open category for open women, Essence Martin is your overall winner. And continuing with the Fontana Southridge Race Series Cross Country in the Over 200 Club, your overall winner, Andrew Hart. In the Single Speed Men's 34 Plus, your overall winner, Rod Levesque. Single Speed Men's 35 Plus, Rick Lane. Beginner Men's ages 9 and 10. Cole Avery was your overall series winner. Beginner men's 19 through 26, Josh Compa. In the beginner men 27 through 34, your overall winner, NCC's back on track, Brian Brusick. And those are overall standings for Fontana Southridge Race Series. All right, national championships in cyclocross. We have a lot of cyclocross going on in the off-season. Cyclocross season ending now with nationals in Bend, Oregon. Your new national champions are in the women's 55 through 59, Diane Ostenso. In the women's 60 to 64, Martha Iverson. Junior women, ages 10 through 12, Mina Anderberg. Junior women's 13-14, Tiziana DeHorne. Junior women's 15 to 16, Sarah Hung. In the junior women's 17-18, a local rider, right out of Tustin, Corin Rivera. Men's ages 30 to 34, Grant Berry. Men's 35 to 39, Jonathan Baker. And the men's 40 to 44, Peter Weber. Men's 50 to 54, very tight race there. We got to give an honorable mention to second place, our local rider at 1,000 Oaks, Bobby Langan, but your new national champion, Kevin Hines from Corner Cycle. Junior men, 17-18, out of El Dorado Hills, California, Cody Kaiser. Men's under 23, Daniel Summerhill. In the elite men, your new national champion, Cannondale Cyclocross Worlds, Timothy Johnson. Elite women from Colorado Springs, congratulations to Katie Compton. Men's 55 to 59, national champion Paul Curley. Men's 60 to 64, Glenn Norton. 65 to 69, age group from Auburn, Washington, James Wagner. And in the men's 70 to 74, we'll give the top three credit for this fabulous job of these guys continuing to race in these masters ages. Herbert Bates picking up a bronze medal out of Milford, New Hampshire. Second place going to Eric Nordenson. And your winner from Bridgewater, New Jersey, Team Somerset's Van Dessel's Joe Sailing. In the Masters 75 and over, second place from Aptos, California, Ronald Riley. And your winner from Durango, Colorado, Walter Axthelm. Men's single speed, JT Fountain is your new winner from Moscow, Idaho. Masters 45 to 49, Jonathan Bold from Corner Cycle. Junior men ages 10 through 12 from Parker, Colorado, Gage Hecht. Junior men 13-14, Ian Haupt, riding for Planet Bike. Junior men's 15 to 16, Logan Owen, riding for Redline Bicycles. In the women's masters, 30 to 34, right out of Berkeley, California, Vonderkittens, Barbara Howe. Masters women, 35 to 39, your winner from Mountain View, California, Carrie Barnhold. In the women's 45 to 49, Church of the Big Rings, Chris Walker. And your new champion in the women's 50 to 54, Marilyn Rosecas. Congratulations to all those new national cyclocross champions out there. Moving into Southern California, state champions, your state championships in third place in the single speed from Bakersfield, Sam Ames. Second place from Corona Del Mar, Andrew Anderson. And your winner in the single speed, Cannondale Factory Racing's from Aliso Viejo, Noah Holcomb. Men's Open Juniors, ages 10 through 12. Your new state champion, Bike Palace, back on tracks, Duncan Reed. He's a two-time state champion now, defending his championships from 2008. In the 13-14, your new state champions, William Williams. Juniors, 15-16, Alex Darville from Santa Barbara. In the juniors, 17-18, your new state champion from Costa Mesa, Peter Morris. Masters, 35-39, his new state champion, PAA's Fritz Botner. In the Masters, 40-44, your new state champion, Michael Lee. Masters, 45-49, from West Hills, Bike Style USA, Gary Hansen. In the Masters, 50-54, Platinum Performances, Bobby Langan. Masters, 55-59, your winner from Newbury Park, John Miller. In the Masters, 60+, UC Cyclery's John Rubik. Men's Category 3's, your new state champion, right out of Irvine, California, Marco Arocha. Men's Category 1's, 2's, and 3's, riding out of South Pasadena, your new champion, Sid Taberly. In the Women's Juniors, ages 10 through 12, Hanna Ekvall, your new champion. Junior women ages 13-14, Tori Baldwin from Fullerton. Women's juniors ages 15-16, your new champion, Hannah Fitchkamp. And the women's juniors 17-18, Summersby Jenkins from Santa Barbara. Masters women ages 35-39, your new state champion from Huntington Beach, Rachel Schmidt. In the women's 40-44, from Murrieta, your new champion, Christina Probert. Women's Masters, 45-49, new champion, from San Luis Obispo, Trina Baumsteiger. In the women's 50 and over, from Redlands, Carol Ruckel. The beginner women's winner, from Santa Barbara, Amanda Schaefer. In the women's category 3s and 4s, from Chatsworth, Sarah Brodsky. And finally, in the women's category 1s, 2s, and 3s, Pro-Man Hit Squad's Corinne Rivera, your new state champion. Congratulations to all our state champions in Southern California Cyclocross. Now, we've got also results for the Urban Cyclocross Series. This was a five-race series that concluded December 5th. Your overall series winner in the Masters 35 with 23 points, just barely nipping Nate Whiteman by 1 point, is Robert Wayman. Congratulations, Robert Wayman, picking up the Urban Cyclocross Series in the Masters 35+. In the Masters 40+, your series winner from VeloWorks, Coley King. In the Masters 45+, your overall winner, Bicycle Ranch's Richard Baylor. The Masters 50+, overall series winner from Bike Palace Back on Track, Brad House. In the Men's Open and Pros, your overall winner, Cello Pacific's Brent Prenslow. Men's Category 3s and 4s, your series winner by 1 point only, just by 1 point, James Downs picks up that win. And a fantastic job by James Downs, racing also in the Category 4s, also picking up the win in that series from PA Remax. James Downs winning two categories. Single speed, Category A's, your overall champion, Cannondale Factory Racing's Noah Holcomb. And in the single speed B's, riding for Bike Palace Back on Track, E.G. Yamamoto. And in the women's open, Category 1, 2, 3's, your overall winner, Julie Guthrie. and picking up a second win in the women's category threes in force, also from Now MS Society, Julie Guthrie. A double win for her as well. The juniors, 15 through 18, overall series winner with 29 points by Callis back on tracks, Rick Riddell. In the juniors, 10 through 14 girls, Kenyon Pape. And finally, picking up 40 points, undefeated, racing every race, Bike Palace back on tracks, Duncan Reed. Congratulations. All right, Kahala LaGrange going by here. This is the men's category threes and fours. That's number 246, Jason Strelak. And we're looking for our series leaders. They are tied in the series, and right now, James Downs from PAA looks like he's on his way to the overall series win. And where is he? And Robert Langone was behind him a couple of bike lengths, and it looks like James Downs is going to win it. We see him approaching shortly. There he is. James Downs right there picking up the win and the series win overall. PAA Remax, James Downs. He was tied for first in points and today clinched it for him. James Downs, PAA Remax Realty. Congratulations.
All right, that was the Urban Cyclocross Series finish. James Downs, incredibly close race between him and Wayman. 1 point away from the win, and he picked up the win at the Urban Cyclocross Series finals. All right, so we've got some more action here from a little interview with Pappy.
So what is your name?
Savannah Pappy.
And how old are you?
7 and a half.
You raced this entire course by yourself?
Uh-huh.
Was your dad out there with you?
Yeah.
But you were ahead of him the whole time, right?
He kept on getting in front of me.
Oh, but who won the race?
Because he wanted me to follow him.
Oh, that's true. But you did win, right? Because you won the sprint. So are you going to...
Yes.
This is radio. You have to talk. Well, glad you came out. Did you have fun?
Yep.
All right. You ready to sign up for cyclocross? You can race now. So,
okay.
Next race. We'll see you there.
Okay.
Bye.
It's one of our youth racers, a very young racer, 10 and under, free youth racing at the Urban Cyclocross Series. Going on all season. All right, upcoming events in January, SouthRidgeUSA.com. Starts their downhill, cross country, Super D, and four cross country and mountain bike racing going on in Southridge in Fontana. That's January 9th and 10th. Full details at SouthRidgeUSA.com on that. Road racers, juniors, there's a junior development road camp going on in 2010. This is free, put on by the Southern California Nevada Cycling Association, and their mission is to introduce junior athletes to the fundamentals of effective cycling and basic training guidelines. There'll be an advanced course as well for the more experienced riders in juniors, and that's, again, January 9th and 10th. At the San Dimas Memorial Hospital Meeting Room, room number 101, January 9th and 10th. That's put on by the SCNCA. Full details at scnca.org.
So what is your name?
Savannah Pat.
And we've got some more race sounds at cyclocross.
Hi, we're here today at the Urban Cyclocross with Peter Morris, who just came back from winning the National California Nevada Juniors 15 to 18 Championship. So tell us a little bit about that race.
Well, it was a long course and tough competitors. Just rode fast.
How many guys were in your category?
I don't know, like five, six.
Still, that's pretty tough.
Enough. There was one kid right behind me in the. What category? The one right below me, mm-hmm. I think it was 15, 16, who was going really good, so
yeah,
he was hard to beat.
Well, are you going to the Nationals?
I am going to the Nationals.
Oh, well, you know, did you hear it's 28 degrees?
Yes. I need to get used to the cold, because I think this is cold, so.
Well, we're glad to see you here today at the Urban Cyclocross number 5. It's a little way to practice for the Nationals next week.
It is.
We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Here with Duncan Reed in the morning of the national championship. He's going to start racing in about half an hour. He's warming up. He's warming up right now, and his trainer watching all the junior girls have their challenges on the hill. That hill is just unbelievable. Here comes another one. What do you think? What's the strategy going up that hill?
You gotta go on the edge right by the ribbon, and don't try to get off your bike, because then you just like slip and fall.
So you're better off trying to ride your bike. Here comes another girl. Will she attempt to go up the hill?
Yeah, she will. She's wearing a demolition helmet for a reason.
Oh.
No, she will not. But I bet you she's going to slip and fall down.
Oh, she made it. Good job. So this is a pretty tough...
It's actually on? Oh, that's not good.
Ah, I'm going to do it again, man. And we're just listening to the women's junior national champion just finished up.
Yeah, and the second place was a sprint bike length ahead.
Wow. After all of this racing, to be that close, the difference between a fall and riding up a hill.
And thank USA Cycling for make the juniors race 2 laps long.
Well, it could be 3. You know, we only heard it when you said 2 laps to go.
Yeah, no, at the start. Yeah. I mean, the leaders only went here twice.
Yeah.
So unless they, like, detoured it or something.
So what's the temperature right now?
It is, I'm going to go with 19 Fahrenheit. 19 Fahrenheit, -3 Celsius.
And what would you say, 6 inches of snow?
Not 6 inches. More like 3.5.
Okay, yeah. But there are some areas that they're down to the dirt already.
Yeah, that's because, people have eagle spreaded over the, like your house, Brad House.
Oh, so you can thank Brad House for cleaning the course for you.
Recap from last night. He eagle spreaded over with a broken spoke.
And nicely knocked the snow off.
Yeah,
the
yes, nicely
knocked the snow. We got to thank people like Brad House for knocking the snow off the race course. We're here with John Rubik at the National Cyclocross Championships in Bend,
Oregon.
In Bend, Oregon. How was this race for you?
Well, you know, it was a lot of fun. I didn't do as well as I thought, but I tell you what, it was a blast. It's a beautiful course. I've never raced in snow and ice before, so that was quite a treat. I think I fell down at least 2 times every lap in the ice. But you know what? That's cyclocross, and I had a really good time. It was a blast.
Well,
you
know? Do you know the results yet?
Not yet. I think I got either 5th or 6th. So.
Well, very good. Yeah. This is a national championship.
Yeah, that's not too bad. So I did better last year. I got 3rd last year. But it was conditions weren't quite, there were more to my liking.
Yeah, the snow is something, huh?
Yes, it is. The snow, and it's the ice. It's not the snow, it's the ice that's tricky. And you don't see it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, you come into a turn and... if you lean just a little bit too much, or you give it just a little bit too much brake, or you come onto the pedals a little too soon, you're down.
Wow.
You know, it's crazy, you know.
Well, congratulations on doing so well.
Well, thank you very much.
Really pretty.
So how was the race
like face
for
down.
You?
It was a terrible race, but I had a good time. Good bike, good course, bad body, no fun. But it was okay. I had a good time.
Well, Arlie, we're so glad to see you out here enjoying it. It may have been a little cold, but...
Yeah, the cold is something we don't understand.
How'd you do with the snow?
It's a little slippery, but it's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, Kahala LaGrange going by here. This is the men's category 3s and 4s. That's number 246, Jason Strelak. And we're looking for our series leaders. They are tied in the series, and right now, James Downs from PAA looks like he's on his way to the overall series win. And where is he? And Robert Langone was behind him a couple of bike lengths, and it looks like James Downs is going to win it. We see him approaching shortly. There he is. James Downs right there picking up the win and the series win overall. PAA Remax, James Downs. He was tied for first in points and today clinched it for him. James Downs, PAA Remax Realty. Congratulations.
We're here today with one of the junior racers who just completed the course on his own. How old are you?
7.
What's your name?
Shane.
And where did you actually race through?
Where did we go across?
Up the canyon. Around the hill. House parties.
TV.
Yes. Did you have fun?
Yes.
All right.
All right, we're at the start line here with the men's pros and the masters 35s anticipating their start. Here we go. We're waiting for that whistle. All right. Men's pros on the start line right now, and they're off. The Urban Cyclocross. Here they go. Make some noise for these guys. All right, so again, here we are at the start line with the Juniors Urban Cyclocross Series Finals, December 6th. Junior Series leader Kenyon Pape on the line in the women 10 to 14. Duncan Reed, your series leader in the men's 10 to 14. And also series leader Rick Riddell is here, 15 to 18, getting their final instructions now from the... All right, riders ready. Here we go. And there's the whistle. They're off. The juniors, 10 through 14 and 15, 18 at the series finals. All right, make some noise. The category fours starting right now. Big old field, Urban Cyclocross, PV Bicycle Center in front there. Simon Kahn, big thanks to him for organizing the assistance and the help at the race. All right, here is the men's pro finish coming to the line now. In the Urban Cyclocross Series Finals, and there he is, Nonstop Cyclismos. Put your hand together, and he is way off the front on a solo win. Good job, Mark Noble. Mark Noble, Nonstop Cyclismo.
Okay, hey, we got to tell you about some one more upcoming event. This is a road ride, a fun ride, open to anybody who wants to join a road ride. The New Year's Day Hang the Hangover Ride starts at 8 a.m. out of Long Beach Marina. That's the Long Beach Marina at 2nd Street and Marina Drive in Long Beach.
upwards of, in the past, that ride has been as many as 1,000 road riders out there. That's the New Year's Day road ride coming out of Long Beach on New Year's Day at 8 a.m. Don't miss that. 2nd Street and Marina Drive near Joe's Crab Shack in Long Beach. They head south into Orange County and back. There's a number of options. You don't have to do the full ride, which turns out to be about 95 miles. So a lot of people turn around anywhere down the coast. It's an out-and-back ride with a short dogleg at the end. So don't miss that. The New Year's Day Hang the Hangover ride out of Long Beach.
All right, four laps to go, four to go, and that's 767 in the lead there, going by 767.
More race sounds coming at you.
That is Peter Brandon riding for Carla Lagrange. And four laps to go. Here comes Popovich, second place in the series, Greg Popovich at four laps to go. PV Grupo Ciclismo, four to go. Four laps to go. Kent Carnes closely behind there, four laps to go. Kent riding for the new host club today, PB Bicycle Center Racing. Four laps to go.
I'm going to head back.
There, now it's running. Okay,
let me know when you get your technical
difficulty. Masters 45's here.
You can call me.
Bench racing. After another lightning fast win by Dave Nodiak, who I thought you dropped out of the race because you were gone. I didn't see you on the course, but you were just that far ahead of us, huh? And then I botched that. Yeah, you can actually re-ride that section.
No, you tried riding that?
You showed that you can't.
Well, in traffic. I showed that I can't. Later I did. At two to go, I rode it.
You did ride it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's got to be
You remount.
Slower than running us.
It turns out it was a little slower, but it uses less energy.
You can ride it every day.
Once you're running, you got to just keep running.
Keep running. Yeah. Go. Just put the hammer in.
That's what happened. I botched it there, never recovered again. So good job. You got first?
Yeah.
Michelle, what'd you get? Third?
Fourth.
Yeah, this guy. John?
I got second.
Nice.
Steve got third. Steve and I were together. And
nice.
He was right behind us, too.
Good battle.
Yeah. The last couple of laps was kind of touch and go. Nobody knew what would happen.
All right.
My buddy Rick Baylor, I had to go talk to him. That pace was...
He started to fade.
We had the pace. I kept the pace going though, as hard as I could.
Yes, you got to.
Yeah.
Well, I kept you guys in sight, except for Dave, but that's about it. The best I could do. So
you got me on the first lap, though, as usual.
Good job. All right, awards coming shortly.
Okay. You're here on Bike Sport Radio.
All right, that was a little post-race chatter at the Urban Cyclocross Series Finals as we wind down our show towards the end here. This is coming to the end of our first year on Bike Sport Radio, and as usual, we always finish up our show with a little bit of advocate issues. We've got some news. The upcoming bike plan in the City of Los Angeles bike plan, the comment period has been extended, and that new deadline is January 8th, 2010. January 8th, 2010, so be sure and visit labikeplan.org. It's over 500 pages of shaping the future of bicycling in Los Angeles. It's a very important document, the LA Bike Plan document. And all comments are welcome from the public, so be sure and give your public input before the deadline of January 8th of next year for the LA Bike Plan. We've also got a local advocate group called South Bay Bikes. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Bicycle Coalition is a nonprofit organization working to build a better, safer, and more bikeable South Bay, and is working exclusively for the thousands of cyclists throughout the South Bay. Through advocacy and education, the South Bay Bicycle Coalition brings together a diverse bicycling community in a united mission to make the South Bay region a safe and enjoyable place to ride. The South Bay Bicycle Coalition envisions a community that is a great place for year-round cycling, a South Bay with safer streets for children to get to school, and infrastructure that supports bicycle commuting, and an educated public that safely shares roads with cyclists. The South Bay Bicycle Coalition develops campaigns, programs, resources, and events to support bicycle-related advocacy and education. The South Bay Bicycle Coalition is here to unify all of the South Bay cities from El Segundo and Hawthorne to Carson and Palos Verdes, enabling the development of a master bike plan for the entire South Bay. Support us at southbaybikes.org or at our Facebook group, South Bay Bicycle Coalition, because the South Bay bikes.
Yeah, the South Bay bikes. They are here, and they're here for you, making Southern California better for biking, better for bicycling overall.
And their next meeting is coming up on Wednesday, January 13th. That's at 7 p.m. at REI in Manhattan Beach. Again, that's next January 13th, Wednesday at 7 p.m. That's the next meeting for the new South Bay Bicycle Coalition. So don't miss that. And as we wind down our show, be careful what you do out there. It's the holidays, New Year's Day. Happy New Year's to all. Drive your bike safely and use some common sense out there. See you on the New Year's Day ride, and see you on the roads at Bike Sport Radio.